Donald Trump endorses General Don Bolduc in New Hampshire Senate race. By Wendell Hasebo on October 31, 2022. Former President Donald Trump endorsed General Don Bolduc on Monday in New Hampshire Senate race. General Don Bolduc has run a great campaign to be the U.S. Senator from the beautiful state of New Hampshire, Trump's Truth Social announcement reads. General Bolduc, a Republican, is now tied with Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, according to the latest polls. Real Clear Politics on Sunday flipped the race to a toss-up. Trump's statement continued, noting that General Bolduc has corrected one part of his previous claims of election fraud. He was a strong and proud election denier, a big reason that he won the nomination, but he then disavowed. He has since come back, at least on busing, but that is only a small part of NH election fraud. General Bolduc had stated during the GOP primary that election fraud had prevented Trump from winning the 2020 election. Upon winning the primary, General Bolduc said he learned more about the 2020 election and stated the election had not been outright stolen. Nevertheless, Don Bolduc has asked for my endorsement. And he's got it, complete and total, Trump added. His opponent is a disaster on crime, the border, inflation, and all else. Vote for Don Bolduc. Hassan has voted for inflation fueling, soft on crime, and open border policies. She voted for felons to receive coronavirus stimulus checks, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus. She has voted against Republican efforts to force a vote on an amendment to a coronavirus bill to reinstate Title 42 restrictions. Hassan has also refused to oppose the Biden administration's catch-and-release illegal immigration policy, along with opposing Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which President Joe Biden ended. General Bolduc welcomes the support of President Trump and anyone who wants to change the direction of this country, Bolduc spokeswoman, Kate Constantini, told The Hill. Senator Hassan has no answers on the economic misery facing Granite Staters, so she is instead obsessing about the last election, desperately trying to scare voters. General Bolduc is focused on the future, not the past. General Bolduc has raked in endorsements. In recent weeks, he has been endorsed by Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Rand Paul, and the New England Police Benevolent Association. The New Hampshire Senate race is one of seven Senate races that Real Clear Politics estimates as toss-ups. These include Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. To reclaim the Senate and have a one-seat majority, Republicans need to hold Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and retake either Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, New Hampshire, or Georgia. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.